your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You know, in the last segment, we were talking about the funding that China has sent to some of the better schools in the United States, talking about the school where Joe Biden is involved, but let's talk about some of the other schools. Let's talk about Harvard. Let's talk about MIT. Let's talk about Princeton. The Chinese influence in institutions of higher learning on the United States is absolutely phenomenal, huge. Jimmy, you want to fill us in?
Yeah, you bet. So the Chinese, since the late 90s, have had a program that was kind of written by a couple of colonels in their war college called Unrestricted Warfare. And basically, they want to use every other method that they possibly can to influence the outcomes and increase China's power in the world without going to direct military conflict, because they knew at the time that they couldn't compete with the United States and the West militarily. Now, that gap is closing, but part of the reason why that gap is closing is because they've been grabbing so much technology and information from Western industry companies and academic institutions. And the way they've done it is by embedding people that report back to China or grab information and steal it. The FBI, over the last few years, based on a Trump-era policy, had gone through and started this program to identify these problems. And they've identified it at MIT, at Harvard. A large number of people have actually been tried or at least kicked out or are on trial for a lot of these actions. So very dangerous problem that will have a large impact in the future of Chinese military development and our national security concerns, and of course influencing many, many aspects of our academic system.
The number of Chinese students, actually mainland Chinese students in the United States on student visas, is actually astronomically high also.
You bet. And so the idea was, hey, you know, Chinese come here, they learn Western society ideas, and then they go back and maybe they'll have an influence there. That's actually being inverted. And the reason why that's being inverted is because the Chinese have such a tight control over the social aspects of people's lives through the technology that they've used for social credit scoring and and threatening families. So it's a dangerous situation. And of course, it will directly impact the economy of the United States over time. And of course, our economy is not doing very well right now.
No.
Yeah, you want to go into those numbers?
Yeah, I'd like to go into the economy right now. Let's first of all talk about inflation. Inflation month over month was kind of decent, but the aggregate inflation numbers are pretty high. Inflation in the United States is still 6.5%.
Yeah, year over year, the numbers came out this week, 6.5%. The big reduction in the CPI number, and this is a very important thing to understand, in the overall consumer price index number dropped, or came out at expectations, but it dropped from the previous months by some. But the expectations were 6.5, came out at 6.5. And the reason why is because primarily from fuel, gas prices dropped about 9%, and used cars, I think, dropped. Those are the two biggest movers.
Let's talk about some of the ones that are moving up. Let's talk about groceries. I actually have a certain amount of trepidation when I walk into the local grocery store. The numbers are really going up, Jimmy.
Oh, it's crazy what's happening. Eggs, I think, is a big example right now, but 3%. So these are really big numbers, or 0.3%, I should say, for food going up. But here's what people need to realize. In December, gas prices went down quite a bit. Demand was down, and there were some production issues that were, you know, that brought it up. But since December, for January, we've seen here where I live about a 10% increase in overall fuel prices. Yeah. So the January numbers are more than likely to be higher again, combined with the food. Now, this is the volatile general overall numbers, but the core inflation numbers rose 0.3%, which was expected, but that's still
give me the time frame, Jimmy, give me the time frame on that 3%.
That's overall from the November to December, the December numbers. So what we're seeing is core inflation continues to rise. the volatile numbers with food and gas. Gas dropped so much it changed that number a little bit, but we're still seeing inflation, which means the Fed looks, and they do, they look at the core inflation rate, which means they're going to continue looking at increased rate hikes until they push back the employment numbers. Yeah. And that inflation number gets to their target number, which is 2%. So 6.5 and 2%, a big gap. And that's why you're not seeing a lot of excitement over these numbers.
No. It's really interesting, the problems that the Democrats are facing, actually problems of their own making in terms of inflation, employment, et cetera, et cetera. The numbers that really bother me, though, are the numbers that pertain directly to society. And what do I mean by that? Well, I mean numbers like the amount of civil unrest in countries, the amount of violence in states, I meant to say, the amount of increasing violence in the states. I mean, I am amazed, quite frankly, that Americans are just screaming about that right now.
Well, and murder rates are significantly higher. You know, I had a discussion with one of my boys the last couple of days, and he was like questioning the numbers on murder rates. And
yeah.
He went back and looked and goes, oh my gosh, they're up nationally really high.
Yeah.
And in some urban areas, they're exceptionally high. And these urban areas are run by progressives who have put in this justice reform and allowing people back out on the street.
Yeah.
And that all, it's all related somewhat to economics. I mean, economics is not all the solution, but when people have jobs and they're busy, they're doing things. When they have a mental, positive mental view in society, they're going to do better. We're going to have less violence and destruction. And what we've got now with the continuation of this emergency COVID lockdown, what we've seen with the economic policies taking away U.S. domestic energy, and the overall problems that are out there with industry saying, wait a second, what's happening? Because yeah. Everybody expects a recession coming up in the next in this next year. These have a big negative impact on our society. And you're right, it's very damaging.
Very damaging psychologically, because, you know, a subject that we haven't talked about for quite some time now is the increase in the rates of significant depression, the increase in the rates of suicide, etc. Those are all very, very negative mental issues that are going on in the United States. And the rates in each of those segments are really skyrocketing.
They are, and it's
yeah.
Suicide rates are incredibly high, and of course, we're seeing numbers from COVID with excess death. Not from COVID, correct? Let me go back. Not from COVID for excess
right.
deaths,
right.
And that shows a lot of negativity in society. So it's going to be a tough. It's going to be a tough next
it's
year.
It's going to be a tough one. We're going to have to close on that because the top of the hour news is coming up. We will be back talking about hopefully a little brighter topics right after the news.
Well, maybe Ukraine's not so bright, but yeah.
We'll see. We'll be back, you guys.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.